Okay, so good morning. We're just continuing with the halachot in the morning. Today we're going to discuss halacha regarding making the blessing of Asher Yatzar. Every day, a person uses the restroom multiple times a day, and there's a 30-second bracha that a person can accomplish so much and really appreciate so much just with focusing on what the meaning of the words are saying, just taking some time and looking into what the words mean. So what is the bracha of Asher Yatzar? Anytime a person uses the restroom, even if it's the smallest amount, person has the obligation to say the bracha of Asher Yatzar. What is this bracha? This bracha is essentially we are saying, thank you Hashem, you gave me all these body parts, you gave me all these holes, all these openings for me to be able to relieve myself. And had one of these holes or openings closed for even one moment of my life, chas v'shalom, it would be so much pain, suffering, so much difficulty. The person would not be able to continue in this world, in his lifetime, if for one moment in the world, those places where he releases himself, if they were closed. And so we thank Hashem and praise Hashem that they are open and they're functioning properly in order for us to be able to relieve ourselves in the most normal way. Now this is something that I think most people, they take for granted. We wake up every day, we use the restroom multiple times a day, we don't even realize how it's a ness, it's a miracle from Hashem that we're able to use the bathroom properly. And that no, there's no problem, and there's no pain, and no suffering, and no difficulty. And so maybe we go over some of the halachot pertaining to this beracha, and there's actually a segula that if a person has the proper focus when saying this beracha, Bezat Hashem Shelo Yavo Acholi, that Hashem will never give any of these sicknesses, any of these diseases on the person. If you have the proper focus on making this blessing, Hashem will bless you, that you'll always be able to have this this appreciation, and you'll always be able to have this blessing that Hashem gives you. It's just some of the halachot. What happens if a person uses the restroom and he forgets to say Asher Yatzar? How long does he have to be able to make the bracha afterwards? So the halakha is you have 72 minutes. You have 72 minutes. Ideally, right after you leave the restroom, you wash your hands, you clean your hands, you make the bracha of Asher Yatzar. But if someone forgets, he has up to 72 minutes. If let's say a person forgot and then they had to use the restroom again, they went a second time. After the second time, only then they realize, I didn't make a bracha the first time. So what do? You only make one bracha. You make one bracha and it covers you for all of the asher, for all of the bathrooms that you use within that time period. Now, one last halakha pertaining to bracha v'asher yatzar. If let's say a person, for example, sometimes a person has a stomach virus or a person is sick and he constantly has to be using the restroom to the extent that he never really stops. Sometimes for one whole day, a person has, someone once asked me, he said, sometimes he gets a virus, he has to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. So the halakha is if you're constantly using the bathroom and it's never really stopping, you're never really relieved, then you wouldn't say Asher Yatzar because you still have to use the bathroom again. Only until finally, once you've finished using the restroom and you finally got to a point where you're saying, you know what, I'm good, I feel okay enough that I can stand on my 2 feet and I don't need to use the restroom again in the next 5 minutes or so, then you would make the bracha of Asher Yatzar and that would cover all of those using the restroom prior to that. I give everyone a bracha that Bezat Hashem, we make the bracha of Asher Yatzar with the proper kavanah, the proper focus, and Hashem will bless us that we'll always be able to have healthy body parts to be able to relieve ourselves and always have appreciation for having those parts. Amen. Have a great day.